Lee Strom joins us now. Long been involved in agriculture in Illinois. You've recently taken over, leaving other activities, and taken over as project director of a group called Farm Illinois. What is Farm Illinois all about, and what attracted you to go to work with these folks?
Well, Alan, I just returned to Illinois from 8 years in Washington as the head of the Farm Credit Administration out there, and this Farm Illinois project has been underway for the better part of the last year. It has brought together individuals from across the spectrum of the food and agricultural industry in Illinois, and included interests in entities from the city of Chicago and from some other metropolitan interests across the state also. The effort of these roughly 170 people who were brought together under the leadership of Lori Healy as director, former director. Now, Lori, just here in April, went over to the position of director of McCormick Place and Navy Pier in Chicago, and I have stepped in to finish out the role as director of this project. But the group that was brought together met over 20 separate meetings, different committees of the group, and Illinois Farm Bureau President Rich Giebert was served on the leadership committee of this effort, along with other agricultural representatives around the state. But the effort here, really the core of this project, was to develop a comprehensive and integrated strategic plan for Illinois and the Chicago region to ensure their economic leadership and become a global hub in sustainably meeting the 21st century challenge of global food security. And so it's really the first time, Alan, and what it really intrigued me about the program, the plan, is that it's brought together the interests that have never all been to the table at the same time to discuss where does Illinois fit into the future and how does it secure its future as the global hub for food and agriculture?
You know, one of the things about Illinois is, of course, we've got a huge farm sector. Downstate Illinois is all farmland. We produce a tremendous amount of corn and soybeans and other commodities. And we know we've got businesses in Illinois like John Deere and all the way down to our local co-ops. But also Illinois is a huge food processing center. We're a huge transportation center for food and agricultural products, and so much of our state's economy is tied directly or indirectly to agriculture. And when it comes to, you know, economic growth, we're kind of all in this together. When agriculture does well, most of the rest of the state does well. And if the rest of the state is ponying up and working on infrastructure and transportation issues, that benefits the farm community, too. So we're all in this together, really. But we haven't always worked together.
Absolutely. We are in all this together. When you look at Illinois, one in every 17 jobs is involved in the food or agricultural sector, producing, by 2012 figures, over $120 billion of economic activity for the state. And when you look at and say, really, when you look at it, we have a world-class city in Chicago. And we certainly have world-class agriculture that goes on throughout the state. And as you say, so much of the product that's grown and raised in this country passes through Illinois and our rails and highways and waterway systems. And then when you look at specialty farming also, there are 106,000 acres in Illinois that are dedicated to specialty crops. We're number one in the nation in raising pumpkins, for instance. That provides almost a half a billion dollars of economic activity for the state. But you're right. We, in the Chicago, predominantly the Chicago area, is home to many of the food processing entities. Illinois and the Chicago region rank number one in processed food manufacturing in the nation. And so when we look at the future and the significant issues of food security around the globe, but also here in our home state, Illinois and Chicago and really the rest of the state, from Cairo, Illinois, to Moline, to Rockford, to Chicago, are all benefited by a focus and increase in the heart of agriculture and really what it means for the state. Dr. Bob Easter, recently retired president of the University of Illinois, chaired this group of 150 and really led the path for where this plan is at. It was released Tuesday of last week, and it is available on the farmillinois.org website.
Okay, so that's farmillinois.org website to find out a little bit more about the entire project and how it's all tying together. And you say that kind of a summary report of where we're at and where we're going was released just this past week, right?
Yes. The 90-page report was released on May 19th, Tuesday of last week. Hard copies are to be delivered to us today, this afternoon. So we'll begin the process of distributing the hard copies, but the full report is available online. We are going to be out and about the state in the next month or two discussing this with various groups. We'll be at the legislative roundtable event on June 10th doing a presentation there.
All right. Lee Strom. And, Lee, all out of time today, but as folks get in and kind of digest the report and see what's in there, would like to get you back on, talk about it in depth, and talk about the future of agriculture and the Illinois economy. We're all tied together.
Alan, I would be more than honored to discuss this a little further.